It's interesting how you can read, I guess so, you can read something many times and realize just didn't read it right. It's like, I wanted to say, but I wanted to say, that's what I thought it did say. 336. Your brother becomes, as a way of becoming poor, he's becoming impoverished, going down. Moch means to be pushed down. Umata yodo, and his hand is starting to slip. Hold on to him. Ger v'toshav v'chayim. Convert, a resident, he should live with you. So again, somebody's slipping down, having problems. What you should do is help him. Look at Rashi. 35, the bottom line. Somebody's slipping, you should help. Look at Rashi. Do not, the bottom line of 336, do not allow him to decline and fall, for then it would be difficult to raise him up, but rather strengthen him in the time of the faltering of his hand. What is this comparable to? To a burden on a donkey, while it's still standing in its place and begins to slip off. One person can help. Once it falls to the ground, five can't help. What's the message over here? I thought I read this rule 50 times. What's the example here? There's a burden on a donkey. If it's starting to slip, one guy can hold. And if it falls down,
but a stitch in time saves
nine. Yeah, so right. Yeah, you'll need five people to do it, right? That's why I read the Rashi, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now read the Rashi again. Okay, I have something printed on that, too. Is that it?
I've said the work that you have printed 100 times. I love it. I'm very upset that it's about to be uprooted.
But in the pursuit of truth. I just didn't read it right. I also thought that the stitch in time saves nine. Read it again, Doc. Guy's on a donkey. Guy has donkey. Start to slip. Do it now. You need one person. If you wait, what happens? That's what I said to him, but that's not what Rashi says.
I'm sorry, what page, sir?
336. The bottom Rashi goes on to 337. Bottom line.
I don't know.
I got the same problem. Let's read it inside again, okay? Don't allow him to slip. Rather, the time for not, what is this like? It's comparable to a donkey. While the donkey is still standing in its place and it begins to slip off the burden, one person can grab hold of it. Once it falls on the ground, what happens? Huh?
Five people.
No! I did the same mistake. What?
Not even five.
Not even five! Why did Rashi have to say not even five? Let him say five. The way we all thought, because we knew what he was going to say, is stitch in time saves nine. Now one person can do it. If you wait, you need five. Rashi's saying, what would be the case if you needed five, what would you do? You're allowed to wait. It's only because you don't, even five can't help you. That means he's saying a stitch in time. It's not a stitch in time saves nine. If now one person can do it, and later on you have five, you don't have to do it now. This is exactly the opposite of what we said. It's just because five can do it later on that you got to do it now. What does that mean? My question when we start off, you don't need a pasuk to tell you if one person can do it now, and later on you need five, then you got to do it now. Rashi saying the opposite. If one person can do it now, and five can do it later, you don't have to do it now. You only have to do it now when?
When five can't.
When five can't do it. In other words, we don't know if it can be done later. What does that mean? It's exactly the opposite of what we all thought. But, you know, I was sure that's what it is, so that's why I read it. But I don't feel so bad now. I'm good company.
Is that like doing a mitzvah? If you don't do it now, the opportunity may not come again.
No. But what do you have to come on to that? No, here. Not about this. I'm doing you a favor, right? If I do it now, one person. Later on, you'll need five people. So, of course, I should do it now. What do you need that five people can't do it later? Elias, see what Rob said? If one, there's a burden on a donkey, it's slipping off, I can do it now. One person. If I wait, it's going to fall to the ground. So it sounds what Rashi say, you'll need five people, so better do it now. Rashi says, and five people can't do it later. But if five people could do it later, I don't have to do it now. What is it saying here? I was thinking like this. Let me tell you a very interesting medrash here. On this pasuk, that's what the pasuk, first of all, where do you see that in the sentence, right? Where do you see that in the sentence? Starting to slip. I mean, you can make up whatever you want, but we'll have to see where the Torah says. Let's do a medrash here. This is what the is meant by the pasuk in it's a Mishle. Al tigzol dal, don't rob from the poor because he is poor. What does that mean? Are we talking about robbery here? What does it mean? This is robbery? This is doing a favor. I don't do you a favor. I'm not robbing you. This sentence says, don't rob from the poor. It says, do a favor to a person that's becoming poor. Or it is poor. What do you mean, don't rob them? What does that mean? Don't rob him. Where's the robbery here? Because the Russian, also, they know how to read a pasuk. We just don't know how to read it. But it's a tremendous, I mean, this is not robbery. I was thinking like this, a very interesting insight here. I go every day from work from Miami Beach to Fort Lauderdale. Somebody else works up near there. And I go a few blocks out of my way and I pick them up every day. So, if I ride. And I, one day, I do that for 6 months, and one day, I don't pick them up. Every day I meet at 8 o'clock, I pick them up, and one day I don't pick them up. He calls my wife. I go, okay, figure, huh? Husband went to work. Takes a cab, he goes up, sees me. What happened this morning? You know, I've been, we've been going up together, I decided I need downtime. I decided I need downtime. We happen to dive in the same shul together. Where do you think he's going to sit next to me that Friday night? We'll be able to look at
him. He needs downtime too. He needs downtime too.
He's furious at me, right?
Yeah.
Why is he furious? I did him a favor for 6 months. Every day, I didn't charge him for the gas. It was for free. There was a little extra time for me. Didn't do him a favor. What is he going so crazy about? I decided not to do him a favor.
Is he programmed you part of his life?
What?
The expectation.
Okay, he got an expectation.
His problem. So was he upset that you didn't call
him?
Was he upset you call and tell him you weren't picking him up?
So why is he so upset about that? Yeah, of course he's upset about that. But why is he so upset about that?
After a while, he thinks that he's entitled to it.
And, but that's the question. Why? You don't entitle to anything. You're not entitled to favors. Because in his mind, he's entitled to it. I think there's a tremendous insight here. When I did that, What did he think? What was his feeling that we went 6 months?
We had a relationship.
We were friends. I enjoyed being with him. That's what he thought, right? Mm-hmm. He felt good about that. But I don't call him up. What was I telling him?
No relationship.
I was doing you a favor. You should call me every morning whether I'm coming. In fact, I did you another favor and I came without calling. That's your issue. Which means what I'm telling him is, I took you, but it was always a favor. You're making a mistake. It was always a favor. See, until now, he didn't perceive that as a favor. We're friends. Friends don't do favors for each other. We like each other. And we don't do favors for each other. Right? It's mutually beneficial. We share an experience together. When I don't call him up, I'm telling him that I was doing you a favor, and you should have been calling me every day to ask, are you coming? Is your husband coming? Or are you coming? The answer is that I'm telling you, I was doing you a favor. I'm just tired of doing a favor. I did a favor. I wasn't upset about doing a favor, but now I'd rather do myself a favor. I need some downtime. Which means until now, I took him from what? From a person. How do you feel when someone does you a favor? What's the feeling of taking, getting a present from somebody?
You're obligated.
But even more than that, Sonei Matanos Yechia, it's a very demeaning feeling when someone does me a favor. I feel humiliated. I have to take it. I ask somebody for money. Like King Solomon says, Sonei Matanos Yechia. It's very uncomfortable. I have zero self-esteem. Takes away. I don't feel good about myself because I have to come on to other people. In fact, that's what we say every day when we beg. Out to the any lowly day matnas bosser v'don v'lowly day halbosser. God forbid we have to come on to presents from people and loans from people. The only people who give me presents and loans are people that like me. But still, I hate it because I am feeling very uncomfortable. That's when someone's doing me a favor. What about when someone gives me something out of love and friendship? I feel very good. That's very empowering. That I know that I have a friend, that I'm a person that's worthy of friends. He's my friend. I'm his friend. That's a whole different feeling. Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos that it's only wrong to take a favor from somebody. But when somebody gives you out of love, that's fine. There's no problem with that. And that's really the difference. Because in fact, that's why when you do somebody a favor, you should tell them you're doing them the favor. Because we're actually promoting love. I'm not trying to let you know what you owe me. I care about you and I love you. And if I'm doing it for you out of love, then I should tell you. If I'm doing it to you so you should owe me something, better keep your mouth shut. You're making the guy feel uncomfortable. Until now, I felt good. Now I don't feel good about it. What have you done to me? You've robbed my self-esteem. The Pusik says in Yeshaya, when God criticized the Jewish people for their behavior during the time of the first temple, it says, "Ugizela sa'oni bebotechem," and you robbed from the poor. So the rabbis, I guess, they're bothered by the question, and that Willie Sutton's famous remark, why do you rob banks? That's where the money is. So what kind of stupidity that the Jewish people are robbing from the poor? Gizela sa'oni devotechem? I guess if you're the king and you rob from enough poor people, you can make a lot of money. Or you make the people poor. No, it's not that you robbed and made them poor. The guy was poor before. What'd you rob from him? Doesn't make sense. So Mr. Talmud says, that means like this. Somebody comes over to you and says, good morning to you. Shalom Aleichem. And you don't answer. He sticks out his hand to you to offer you to have a good day, and you don't answer. That is robbing. Poor. You didn't take any money. A poor person, but you robbed his self-respect. I don't talk to people like you. You rob a person's self-respect. That's gazelle. What it's saying over here from this sentence, we'll see what we learn out from this sentence, is you're robbing a person's self-respect. And that now explains the story, why I'm so furious. Until now, I have felt self-respect. He did me a favor, we're friends, and all of a sudden I found the last 6 months I've been the recipient of a favor. That's a very uncomfortable feeling. Right now, the thing is loose on the donkey. One person can hold it up. If five people can hold it up later, what's the law? Do I have to help him? If five people can pick it up later, do I have to help him?
No.
The answer is, because right now I'm doing it. We'll put it like this. If somebody has a burden on a donkey, and the way that the pasuk reads, a person has a problem, they hechzakdo, what does that mean? Give them a hand. Because giving a hand to a person, a feeling of benefactor or a feeling of friendship. Someone's carrying something and looks heavy. Let me give you a hand and you help them carry it. Is that doing a person a favor, or that he feels good, the fact that you care enough about him that you're being burdened?
Right. Friendship.
Friendship. That's what the pasuk is saying here. But somebody is doing you when you're doing somebody a favor, he's going down, you have to do it as friendship. Hechzak debo. Make him strong. When you give a person money, you don't make him strong. You make him feel weak. He has money, but he feels very humiliated. He feels very worthless. Well, what can he do? He's desperate, so he needs to eat. So he borrows money, or you give him a gift of money. But when you do something, give a person a hand, you're giving him a hand of friendship. That's a whole different thing. So the Torah is saying, when a person has financial issues or problems, give him a hand. Do it as friendship, not as a handout. Now listen to what the rabbis are saying. Right now, I can do one. Later on, you'll need five people to pick it up. Now you have one friend later on. We got five friends to give him a hand. But what about if five can't pick it up? What's going to be then?
Sick.
No, five can't pick it up. The pasuk says
the opportunity is gone.
That means what?
His opportunity will be gone.
It means he's going to, what's going to happen if he can't pick it up? He's going to lose. It's going to be a loss of money. That means if five can't pick it up, then he's going to have to come on to money for people. That means that he's going to lose self-esteem. He's going to have to ask people for money. If I can do it now by myself, and later on five people could do it, okay, so it'll be five friends. I'm doing you a favor. And then I'll have five other friends do him a favor. Okay, that's okay. He says, here's more friends. I'll call up his friend. Guys, come on. We'll do a home, what do they call it? Like a home, isn't there a show about that?
Renovation.
What?
Renovation.
Yeah, but like the whole community got together. Yeah, so everybody got together to help build the house. But what about if they can't? That means he's going to lose money if it can't be picked up. There might be. I don't know for sure it's going to be, but there might be a loss of money. In which case, if there's a loss of money, he's going to have to go to people for money. That's already taking away his self-respect. That's what the pasuk is saying here. Do a person a favor, because a favor doesn't take away his self-respect. Don't be lackadaisical in doing it, because if you don't do it, he may need actually money. And once he needs money, he has no self-respect. That's what the Torah is telling us here. Doing a person a favor is our obligation, because that's the way you make him strong. Make him strong. Hechzakdo means give him a hand, but it means make him strong. Hold on to him, but make him strong. You know how a person becomes strong? When he knows he has friends. That's a very empowering feeling to a person. I have friends to help me. I feel great about that. If you wait a while, so instead of one friend, we'll have five friends. That's not the problem. But what happens, it might be what? That he's not going to be able to fix it up. It'll be on the ground too long, and it'll get ruined. In which case, he'll have a loss of money, and therefore he's going to need money from people. When he needs money from people, he's going to lose his self-respect. That's what the Torah is saying. When you have a chance to do a favor for a person, that he's not going to lose self-respect, not only that, you're empowering him, make sure you do it before you have to do him a charity. Before he needs a handout, give him a hand. That's what it's saying. Give a person a hand before he has a hand. Not because it's going to cost you more money. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the way he'll feel. Right now, he has a friend. If you wait, and he's going to need a handout, he feels uncomfortable. He feels humiliated. That's what the Torah is saying. So if I can do it by myself now, it's wonderful. If five people can do it later, okay, I don't have to do it now. He'll get five friends. If I could assume that he'll be able to get it done later, other friends will do it. Right now, he doesn't have a loss. I may have other things to do at my time now. You know, every time a person needs a favor, but if he can get it done later, I don't have to do it. I have a life for myself, too. I'm not obligated. But if I don't do it now, he's going to lose self-respect. A chance will lose self-respect because there might be a loss to him, in which case he's going to have to ask for a handout, then you're obligated to do it now. Give a person a hand before he needs a handout. That's what it's like.
What if he asks you for help? Do you have to anticipate that he's going to need help, or is it okay if he asks you and you help him?
Even if he asks to help, he's asking to share his burden. I think that's also, I don't think you feel humiliated by that. Because if you give me a hand, if I ask someone to give me a hand, you know, it's hard. Obviously, it's much nicer if you volunteer. But I don't think that's the same as asking somebody for some money or for a handout.
Let's go back to your commuter, picking up the fellow from where. Whose responsibility was it to convey this is a favor and not a friendship up front? So he knew, so he didn't have to know at the end.
It should have never been that way. It should have never been that. It was wrong from the beginning. If that was your attitude, it was wrong from the beginning. You should never do a handout to a person when you can do it as a favor to them. That's exactly the point. When you can do it as an act of friendship, you shouldn't do it to another Jew. You shouldn't treat him like he's your project. He's your friend, not your project. He's your friend. That itself is it. But what happens when he thought it was one thing, and then he discovers all of a sudden it's not, you literally ripped all self-esteem from him. Because here he's going around thinking, we're buddies, and I'm buddies. You're my mitzvah project for the week, or for the month. That's a terrible feeling for a person to feel.
You have to just convey that it's a friendship, or you have to actually make yourself
feel Yeah, it? Of course you have to make yourself feel it's a friend. That's supposed to be a phone. You're supposed to feel that when another Jew needs help. He's my friend. I want to help. He's my brother. Actually, he's your brother. That's the way the Pasuk reads. The Jew, you have to say he's your brother. The right way to do something to a brother is, I don't have a brother. So I can say it. The right way to do something to a brother is we care about each other. Yeah. But give him the feeling that he's your project, that's a horrible thing to do.
So the right way in that situation would have been to phone him and say, sorry, I can't help for one reason or another.
That would at least not take away from him the feeling. You understood that he didn't have to call you because you weren't doing him a favor. He was doing you a favor because I had a chance to be with him too, right? And that's exactly what would have been the proper. If that's what it was, that's what you would have done because it's your loss today also, and you'd like to be with him. But you're telling me I don't like to be with you. Anyway, it's interesting when we finally read something. Yeah. It's like so simple to me. I guess I don't know if it's. It's the bad habit, obviously, of wanting to see what we want to see. But also, growing up in a secular society, that we you know that value that a stitch of time. That must be what it is. The Torah. You have to see what the Torah says. Don't do a favor before a person really needs to become a ward of society. It's a whole different feeling. It's a,
at the end of the pasuk where it says so he can live with you, it's not only because he needs material help, but also friendship.
That's the way I read the pasuk. So he can live with you. You feel uncomfortable in the presence of somebody who is taking care of you. Yeah, very nice, very nice.